Beginning Tuesday, cohabiting unmarried adults, gay and straight, will be able to register as domestic partners with the city of Pensacola. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Please vote. Motion passed 8-1.
Ordinance number 4113 was approved in December, setting up a domestic partnership registry, or DPR, and providing registered domestic partners with various rights and benefits.
It was a very historic moment. I'm very proud of the Pensacola City Council. It was just the right thing to do.
Sponsored by Councilman Larry B. Johnson, the DPR will also be open to those who live outside the Pensacola city limits.
If you live in Cantonment and you want to come sign the registry, you are welcome to do it. We couldn't really just limit it to city of Pensacola residents only, or we chose not to. So everybody's welcome to come, and once we're ready to accept them, we welcome all.
In-person registration will take place on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in room 200 on the second floor of City Hall between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. by appointment only. The cost of registration is $60.
This has been happening all over Florida. I think there's at least 14 or so communities in Florida that already have a DPR. And we had talked about it and about our chances of possibly getting one here. And I was totally 100% in.
Once the certificates are issued, couples will be authorized to make decisions related to medical and death issues, visitation rights, and the raising of children involved in their relationship. The registration also allows for them to be notified in case of an emergency.
This is certainly a victory for everyone here in Pensacola. We are definitely the shining light in the panhandle as far as this effort is concerned.
Sarah Latshaw with the ACLU of Northwest Florida is one of the organizers of the DPR movement.
I think because this is so far from marriage, it doesn't encounter the opposition that one would expect. You know, if you've been with someone for 25 years, how can you argue with them being in the hospital as they're sick or dying? So I think this is something that the community really supports.
City Council chambers were filled with supporters on the night the DPR ordinance was passed after second reading. To Councilman Larry B. Johnson's surprise, no one opposing the ordinance came forward to speak.
If they were in the audience, they chose not to speak. During the last 60 days or so, I had one phone call with one gentleman who opposed it, and I finally just had to tell this person that we just have a different view on this particular issue, and I appreciated his input. There was, I believe, only two email persons that were against this. Three total in 60 days.
Pensacola becomes the first Florida city west of Tallahassee to offer a domestic partnership registry. Both Councilman Johnson and the ACLU's Sarah Latshaw hope this will create a reverse domino effect across the region, beginning with the Escambia County Commission.
I would encourage all to contact your county commissioners and ask them to pass a DPR. I mean, we've done it in the city, and you know, I challenge our county commissioners to do the same thing.
That would be the next step. I would be very proud to see the county take on a domestic partnership ordinance. All couples benefit from this. Any two people that are in a domestic partnership living together that want to be able to take care of one another, I think this is perfect.
Couples can register by mail or in person at City Hall. To make an in-person appointment, call the city clerk's office at 435-1606. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.